And my apologies for the rather wretched sound quality on that, not just the BART train, but the fuzzing out of the voices. I'm going to try to deal with the distortion. Let's turn now to a little musical break, and I'll be back.
Is planning a rousing and impressive military parade to roll down the streets of Washington, D.C. this fall. The Capitol Steps now bring you this sneak preview. First to fight, show a might, this parade is lame, all right, yet the army is going along. Trump would join us for sure, but his bone spurs are too sore, so he's sitting as we march along. Then it's hi, hi, hey, the army will obey, bringing our tanks right down the mall. Though they may look great, all the potholes that they make have just swallowed D.C. City Hall.
Troops on display for Trump. Troops on display. Farewell to foreign wars. We're showing off today. We can stop all backlash. All our homeless vets right now. Off we go into his latest blunder, flying high into the sun. This is dumb. What is the point, we wonder? Bunch of boys showing off guns. Down we dive, spouting our flames from under, but the crowd is very sparse. Trump just wants fame. He'll go down in flames, but nothing will stop this latest hair farce.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we are trained to fight all battles, not parade around D.C. First to fight for right and freedom.
Army!
Navy! Air!
Marines!
We'll take part in Trump's recital. It beats digging the latrine.
Barely.
And that was the Capitol Steps, Trump's military parade. Now we're going to listen to a little more from the Red Church from last Monday. These are sort of early November interviews. Well, I guess it's actually mid-November, but less than usual. Let's listen in.
Merriweather, a.k.a. Open Mic, covering for John Martin on his lack of shelter announcements, but he said everything else.
He said
everything
inside the Red Church, and Mike, you say that there is news of a kind.
Well, yeah, Salvation Army's got a shuttle running around. One pickup spot is at the end of Felker behind Denny's.
That's the day and night storage.
Right, next to the day and night storage, which is also good. FYI.
The other spots are what, the Homeless Lack of Services Center on Coral Street?
Right, yeah, that, yeah.
And Metro, maybe? I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, there's flyers available and a phone contact and a name.
Okay.
And this is with reference to the 60-person 7th Avenue shelter, which is available nightly if you happen to get there before it fills up. It goes around picking up people. Different from last year, I guess people had to assemble at a spot, or you could walk directly to the shelter on Laurel Street when it was there at that Salvation Army. This year, the neighbors apparently have fussed it away so that the Salvation Army is not willing to do the same kind of shelter. Rumor has it they're going to be doing a women and children shelter starting in December. I'm not quite sure the details here, and I'm hoping to get a report on that for the next show, perhaps. In any case, there are three stops, apparently, that this bus makes. I don't know the exact time it makes. I think it starts around 4, 4:35, and I hope to get a schedule before the next show. But call me if you have such a schedule, and I'll put it on the air, 423-4833, or say rather the stream, since we aren't yet restored to the air and still looking for a transmitter site.
Some people are being sheltered, but many are not, and are soon, I mean, could become homeless. There could be more homeless and fewer sheltered, but at least there's some. Something that's good is happening.
Not much, actually, but that's a thoughtful thought. We've been listening to
Harriet.
Of course. And, of course, this was before
Meriwether, a.k.a. Open Mike. Grateful to be with Bathrobes Pierre, a.k.a. Robert Schnorless.
And we'll leave that here, there, everywhere. Oh, street reports.
Beautiful now, as it always has been.
Thank you, sir. Anything you want to say for us?
Us?
Everyone. For yourself.
No. I love us.
I know nothing, but looks like you're at the head of the line anyway, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad we're here.
You're here now.
Anything from the street you want to pass on?
Not a new thing today. You know, it would be the same thing all over, the same. Every day, the same things are happening.
That's true. At least generally seems
to be. The freezing cold, the attitude, it makes it even more uncomfortable.
And we've been talking to, if you want to say who you are.
Oh, Blanket is talking to.
In other words, your name is?
My name, oh, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, anything?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, you have a nice night.
Oh, the same to you.
Any reports from the street?
They found a dead body on Plymouth and Highway 17.
In the culvert, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that day before yesterday.
And
I was wondering if anybody knew his name or who he was.
I haven't heard yet, and I've seen nothing in the papers, so I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
You want to say who you are?
Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. Ray, any comments? Anything you want to say?
This is the worst winter I'm going to face in my life, I hope. I hope it doesn't get any worse than what I'm facing.
How was last night for you? Where were you? Where were you last night?
Outside, getting wet.
Wet? Really?
Well, with a lot of moisture.
The dew.
And all the stuff is too moldy to sleep on tonight now.
Well, stay alive if you can, if you want.
If I can.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, thank you.
Any reports?
It's getting colder.
It is. Is it? You would know, I don't. I'm indoors.
Hi.
Any reports? No? Anything for free radio you want to say about what's going on outside? Stuff like that?
I would go sleep and safer.
Any hassles with police, tickets, problems?
No.
Sounds good.
Yeah, one slammed me into the wall. Then Capitola, illegally.
And
I dislocated my arm and my back.
How long ago?
Last week.
Last week?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
About it. I'm in trouble about it.
You want to, anything more you want to say about that?
There was a false accusation that he made and was very outgoing, and I don't like it. And rude and very violent and not right. And some people against the wall don't cut it. And did to John, too, being an idiot.
Thank you. We've been talking with?
The same badge, you know, in Capitol.
And you are, what's your name?
Kathleen Hicks.
Right on. Thank you.
The police shut down the people camping on the beach in front of the boardwalk. Do you ever hear anything about that?
I heard that they had come back and they were there for a week. What, have you seen them there gone recently?
No, I was one of the people down there. And the police chief himself came down.
What'd you say?
And he said, you have till tomorrow to get all your stuff or we're throwing it in the trash and you're going to jail.
How long ago was this?
Day before yesterday.
Interesting. This is the main beach?
Yeah, the police chief himself told me that. He's going to throw
it. Well, hey, you should be honored, man.
Right, right. And he told us to move to camp behind Depot Park back there. It's where he told us to move.
Behind Depot Park?
Yeah.
He actually told you where to go.
That's exactly where he said to go.
Are you, if you're going to do it, or what do you think?
No, I don't believe anything he says.
You don't believe Andy Mills, our police chief?
Yeah. So they arrested me back there, too? Yeah, right.
That's possible, yeah. Anyway, been talking with...
Michael Scrumpton.
Thank you, Michael.
And in a later report, which I picked up today at the Thanksgiving meal, was that people were being driven away from Depot Park almost as soon as they arrived, and their property being taken by Parks and Rec crews. I don't know how accurate that is, but it certainly was a grim report. Might not be able to get to it today. I'm running short of time, but I'll put it on Sunday if I don't put it on today. A brief story in the Sentinel does note that Ernest Nash, 73, of no known address, was found unconscious in his vehicle at the Gateway Plaza. That's one death. I don't know if it's homeless or not. They administered Narcan to him, according to the Sentinel, a drug known as Naxalevon, to reverse an opioid overdose. And then there was another body found, and I actually saw this guy being hauled out of the culvert at Plymouth and Ocean Streets downtown. That was several days ago, body of a 39-year-old man. And again, they claim that bottles of Narcan were found in the immediate area, along with a syringe, a sharps container, and a various personal belongings. The man's identity is being withheld until relatives are notified. If you know of him, you want to give his name, if you want to talk a bit about him, give me a call at 423-4833 about either of these guys.
Anything?
The Salvation Army meal, and then I'll do it.
We'll talk again.
Okay.
Thank you. The people that are doing the Take Back Santa Cruz are looking to get taken back from.
Huh. And have you had any bad experiences recently with them?
I know people that have.
Anything recent?
Yeah, they've been putting needles out that aren't being used by people, and they're making it seem like they are, but they're not.
Is this a first-hand report, or you actually got this from somebody else?
I've seen some myself through Downtown Streets Team, and a friend of mine that works in Downtown Streets Team as well has seen it.
Okay. And we've been talking with, if you want to say.
No, I don't want to say.
Thank you.
And I've heard this report before. I haven't given it a lot of credence because I've never actually had a conversation with someone who actually saw these needles being deposited. But I did have that experience today talking at the Thanksgiving meal, and I will be playing that guy's account. Again, not sure if we can put it on tonight, but it should be coming up on Sunday when I do a longer show starting at 9:30 in the morning.
And we're talking with
Julie Shaw, Santa Cruz Full-Timers.
Go ahead, Julie.
I just got an email back from Sarah Carville with the California Coastal Commission about the coastal zone map that you talked about.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to forward that to you. Apparently, they've got some a map that might have different layers that we can look at street names
and see if they are improperly posting no parking signs.
Or get an idea of what the streets are in the coastal zone. And then Sarah Carville said, I did not need to do the research myself, that they have people checking into it. So I just need a copy of that formal letter from the Coastal Commission to the city. And then I think that we can proceed from there. So we're just kind of like in a holding pattern right now.
We've been talking with
Julie Shaw, Santa Cruz Full-Timers on Facebook. Thank you.
And this, of course, goes back to the attempt of the city to criminalize RVs all over the city through former councilwoman, I guess she's still on the council, Rochelle Narayan, held back by the Coastal Commission, which said, no, you can't ban RVs unless, A, you have a place for RVs to go in the coastal zone, and, B, you have to show that there is some actual reason, some criminal problem that requires banning all RVs from parking along the coastal zone by setting up no parking at night stuff. Already this is being done all over Santa Cruz anyway, in limited ways, which may actually be a violation of the coastal zone since it hasn't necessarily been cleared through the Coastal Commission or through the local Coastal Commission. If anybody's interested in pursuing this, Julie Shull is doing that of RV Full-Timers. Check her out on the Facebook page. And give me a call at 423-4833 if you'd like to help with this effort.
cops, I just got harassed the other night for just being in the daytime, like, putting out my sleeping stuff, like a sleeping bag. And the officer was like, you're not allowed to put any sleeping material, else you're considered camping. But I was like, if I did this on the beach, they wouldn't mess with me. Like, if I just put out, like, anything to lay on, they wouldn't mess with me. But since I was laying in the woods, they messed with me.
And what kind of a, was this a Parks and Rec person?
Parks and Rec.
State or city? Do you
know? It was a state. It was California National Parks.
Really interesting. And did you advise him that Martin versus Boise, the new court decision, said camping laws have been thrown out?
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Well, they may ignore it anyway, but still.
Sure, that's awesome.
What's your name?
Dalton.
Thanks, Dalton. This should be on free radio tomorrow.
Cool, thank you.
No, Thursday night.
I have a little meal. I love my Monday night here. It's like family night here at the Little Red Church.
Any music reports from the Avenue?
Yes, we've been playing good music, great music. Every night there out on the Avenue. Maybe we'll play tonight. Happy Thanksgiving. And Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year, all in the same.
Sleeping at night undisturbed?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No property stolen recently?
No. We haven't had problems with theft.
Any large donations from music lovers?
Millions coming.
Ah, well, that's always a
millions.
Likely
millions
story.
Coming.
We've been talking with...
This is Cooper.
Thank you, Cooper.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say?
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Hearty har har.
And Happy Thanksgiving.
And he's the Grinch, actually.
Is it? Oh, Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. We're wrapping it all up.
Gotta give away Christmas. I don't
care enough. Any reports, sir?
Nine.
Oh, thank you anyway.
Palestine.
Indeed.
Think about Palestine, folks.
That's a half a world away, son.
Yeah, I know. Keep an eye on Palestine.
The air is better over there than it is over here. You just can't get anything to eat, and you can't get any fresh water.
Yeah.
And you're likely to get shot if you go near the fence, so it's a problem.
Yeah. Don't do that.
It's a good idea. We've been talking, of course, with the evil...
Especially if you're, like, under 14, don't go near the fence.
Well, that's one way of dealing with the youth problem, you know. There is a youth problem.
If there's any youth left...
Well, that's one solution, the final solution.
It is the final solution.
Any reports? Any reports?
I heard that Winter Shelter now is 50 people sign up, and those 50 people get in, and the people that show up don't get to get in.
Now, do you hear this, or you have solid proof, Mr. Popcorn Eater?
I heard that, and that's Ms.
I'm sorry, Ms. Popcorn Eater.
But I've heard that.
Yes.
Is that the truth?
I wish I knew. In fact, if you hear more, let me know.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am. Any reports?
Not in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say for free radio?
No, not unless I'm with a lawyer concerning the police.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Any street reports?
Yeah.
Nope. Got my low housing.
It's always nice to have something over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when it's cold and smoky.
Oh, I'm loving it every second of my low housing.
Very good. And we've been talking with...
Joe Pace.
Also known as a questionable seller of artwork
yes.
On occasion.
Yes, they call me the Grim Sweeper because I clean up after the mess.
I see.
And, of course, this whole series of conversations happened in the midst of the Paradise Fire smoke inundation of the area, and it was some people were wearing gas masks or little paper masks. I couldn't fit one over my beard very well, but the interviews go on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Any street reports?
Any what?
Reports from the street you want to pass on?
Reports, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. Any reports?
Steve.
I really didn't want to enter the interview. I just want to send you some... I had some pictures of a shakedown on Coral Street today with the cops. Anyway, I didn't want to do a long speech. I was going to give you these pictures because you might want them.
You want to describe what's happening in the pictures? Or?
Well, the cops are there every morning taking people's sleeping bags and this and that. As you can see, there's Coral Street this morning. Totally gone. Where are the homeless people that live there? Where is all their belongings? You know, their sleeping bags.
Did you sleep there last night?
You can see in the picture everything's gone. There's nothing there but a cop car. And this is Coral Street. believe it or not.
Were you there last night?
No, this is this morning. I got to go, so I can do this real quick. I didn't really expect to do it this way. Here you see a sign, Homeless Service Center.
Right.
So you think homeless people will be able to park there, but as you just saw in the picture, you have police cars and tow trucks is what I wanted to show you. They're towing people's, what I call homes, they call vehicles. I didn't plan to do it this way, but here, see, they towed that whole side. See that? And I'll show you the truck.
Yeah.
There is one vehicle parked on Coral Street. It's the city of Santa Cruz.
Of course.
They need to park there, not the homeless. Cops need to park there, not the homeless. Here it is again. And there's some, they haven't done this side yet. They're working on this
side. What time are these photos?
I haven't timelined. It was this morning early. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't prepared for an interview. I just wanted to give you
I understand.
Pictures. Now, here is the gate to the Homeless Service Center, and you'll see all these new expensive cars parking inside the gate. You think homeless people could park inside the gate?
No.
What you have is this overstaffed place, a bunch of fancy cars parking, where homeless people, no parking. And this is a homeless service center. Baffles me. I don't understand. But anyway, this is it here. So you can see the home. The workers, the staff are getting in. And of course, you can't disrespect the staff. Can't do that. But they can disrespect the homeless. And there's one video. Oh, there's the tow truck thing. Happily doing his job. I told him, I said, you know, you're taking people's homes. He says, this is the wall. They're not supposed to park here. Okay, yeah, right. There he is.
24-hour no parking.
And here is a video of it. If you want to watch it quickly, I got to go.
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to email them to you, but I don't know if you want them or not. But,
I do.
All right, then I'll have to do that another time.
Yeah,
gotta
do that.
Go.
Do that when you have
you
time.
You want to watch this real briefly?
Sure. Yeah. Right.
You won't be able to hear it.
And we're looking at the video here. Looks like now we're upside down. Now we're right side up.
Sorry about that.
There we go. Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, I got to
come. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you eat, and I'll talk to you again.
All right.
Asian Orange.
And you say this morning on Pacific Avenue you saw something happen?
I saw Officer Hollywood and his fellow officers arrest a homeless person.
Hollywood is his name, or that's your name for him?
That's our street name for this very humorous officer who yet deals out justice with Judge Dredd willy-nilly. So I just wanted to pass that along because I recommended to the officers that they try to get a referral to an attorney for this young man by asking Robert Norris for an attorney referral. I don't know what attorney you're recommending these days to the latest homeless arrestee.
No recommendations.
Really?
Yeah, there are no attorneys volunteering.
Now Brian will.
We have a lack of legal representation in our
county.
Got it,
buddy.
Wow, no wonder the ACLU is hurting.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Brian goes to MSK?
And because of a time crunch, I'm going to skip some of the music I'd hoped to play, although, well, there'll be more of that coming up on Sunday. This is a series of interviews that happened at the Conscience and Action meeting, which is, again, sort of a, in this particular case, it was a homeless-heavy meeting. Unhoused folks dominated the meeting. We were discussing ways of trying to form connections between campsites, perhaps set up another protest camping action, perhaps for November 29th, which is the last day, I guess, when the last person supposedly is going to leave the River Street campground. And we took reports, and these are some of the reports that came in at this Conscience in Action meeting. If you'd like to be a part of the Conscience in Action or HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, come to the Sub Rosa at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, or get in touch with me on the HUF line at 423-HUFF, 423-HUF, 423-4833. So I'm here at the Conscience in Action meeting. It's around 10 to 12. We're starting late. And it's Thursday, the 21st of November, talking with
Greg of the Beach.
And Greg of the Beach, you're not on the beach anymore, Greg, from what I hear.
Well, actually, I still am. I'm just not supposed to be there.
Oh-ho! Very sneaky.
Yeah, it's not that sneaky if you saw how much stuff I have. It's...
Yeah.
Right. I almost hesitated to want to speak on the radio today just because I the last two times I spoke, it satisfied something emotionally of the turmoil that was happening out there, and I'd come here and feel like, oh, okay, I did something. But I really feel that I definitely have to step it up. Everybody does, to actually really make some stuff happen, really dig deep, and I can't just give a report, except I will figure out some action items and really work hard. And that's why I've brought some friends, and some other ones might be dropping in. It's got to really dig deep and really take it to that next level, because I can't be satisfied with just fluffing,
babbling away.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, and which I do tend to do. And but you're so good at.
I think you're pretty articulate. We all babble away here, as distinguished from go and do things. So we went to the thing on Thursday, which Bob LaMonica pointed out, may have resulted in, well, I don't know, I think it was something else that resulted in the porta-potty out at the Ross campground. I think that didn't have much to do with us necessarily, but we were part of the breaking wave, I think. But anyway, you had a campground set up on the beach. First, they rousted you from the Cowell Beach side. That's initially prompted you to come to the one of the earlier meetings. Then you came back last week and you said, "Wow, we've been for a week on the main beach side without being harassed. Tents have been up during the day. Everything looks rosy. Even the Parks and Rec comes around and is nice to us." But then suddenly, in comes Chief Mills.
Yeah, and we just had been told, you know, by two different rangers, two different spectrums. With one had, you know, he wasn't really happy that we had so much freedom. Another one had had a wife who'd been in similar homeless circumstances, but they both said the same thing, which is, you know, according to the Boise decision and Chief Mills' statements, that it wasn't going to be prosecuted for such thing, for survival sleeping.
You were driven away.
Well, I arrived and there was a bunch of uniforms, and they looked senior, not old, just, you know, senior. So no offense, guys, but they were up at the base of the wharf and kind of pointing things out, and I saw that people were moving their tents, and so I just went.
When was this?
When was that, Jane? Was that Sunday or Saturday?
It was over 10 days ago. We've had 11 days and 48 hours notice.
Wait, with when?
Which, let me think. When do you want to start?
Well,
with?
It was Sunday.
The guy that lashed me with the belt across my face and across my back.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, there's been some bad stuff. But Chief Mills was out there.
Or the other one that was
Chief Mills, you do need to hear some of these things that she's subjected to, I mean, just ridiculously. Yep, exactly. So Chief Mills was out there, and I just said, "Hey, what's going on?" And at first, then I saw the four stars, and he said, "Well, we just need to clear the beach, and everybody's got 2 hours." He goes, "Do you have one of those tents?" And I said, "Yeah." And I just pointed out, and he was totally personable and et cetera.
And
but
he gave you a place to go.
Well, first of all, I said, "Well, there's a bunch of people that aren't here, and they're, what's going to happen to their stuff?" And he's like, "Well, we've just got to get rid of anything that's left behind." And
that's not true. If it's valuable, he's obligated to keep it and store it.
He hedged his bets.
No. He's telling the full truth.
Well, no. That's maybe what he's telling them, yeah. But Mills is violating the law if he does that. Our local. Mills is, right,
well.
Mills is violating.
What I'm wearing is all I've got left.
Jane, Mills is violating state law when he does that. But, of course, you know, what do you do? You got to, you wait 2 years, you might get a ruling in a court. Big deal.
Yeah, no, I've got some ideas, some more civil action. And I don't care if it takes 2 years. He's going to know that it dropped on his desk. Release him, because basically I had to choose between whether I wanted to debate stuff about the Boise decision or about the practicality and about the contradiction of other.
He'd been there before and given you a different story.
When
did that happen?
Well, he didn't give it to me, but it was somewhere that was published, I think, where he'd said that it was not a priority, or it was actually just off the table to be arresting or ticketing or whatever for
camping. This is the first contact you directly had with Mills?
This is the first time, yeah. Yeah, but he was really nice, charming, he seemed very real. But I mean, of course, I mean, you know, people. I know bullshit artists.
Real chief of police.
Yeah, and when you have 2 hours to get your stuff off the beach, and you realize that three of your friends' tents are unmanned and need to be dealt with, I just instantly kind of like. And honestly, just told him, hey, okay, I'm going to help get this done. I'm going to tear those tents down, and I'm going to move them because I don't want them torn apart. And I said, I know it's going to be a hassle for you to actually do it because it would have been.
Were you successful in doing that?
Yeah, I did. And he supported. He goes, I mean, because it was like I felt conflicted later because I had to choose between making a statement or saving my stuff.
Now, did anybody take any photos of this action as it was happening?
Somebody has video of him with his words saying all this. We have video. Yep. We have dual video.
You have video of him saying something to the effect that I'm going to take your property and destroy it if you don't leave it right now.
Yeah, but he said it nicely.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, we're gonna gas you nicely. That's very nice. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fully aware of the distaste of being treated nicely, but he was able. I was able to carry on. You know, we had a dialogue, and he was listening. And I mean, he did, and he was appreciated the fact that I was trying to meet halfway, and that he could tell the look in my eye that I was like. This isn't cool. But I mean, I wasn't being threatening.
He didn't decide to follow the law or anything or follow the court's decision. He just went ahead with what he was doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could
you didn't convince him, Greg.
Well, I didn't try to convince him with that. I tried to convince him to allow me to have a staging area where we had more time than 2 hours so that I could drag stuff up onto the
successful
ledge. Yes. And he said, I mean, I hope I don't blow the favor, but he said that... that he owes me a favor, which I mean, and I don't mean like that's anything nefarious. I think that.
Did he give you a place to go?
No. Well, he said. Well, he yeah, he did. He told us to go to Depot Park, and that this is the park that I have an issue with. Well, as soon as everybody got there, then they said you can't be here. So
Mills or the Rangers? Who told you?
Mills said go to Depot Park.
And when you got there, who told you to leave?
I didn't go because I was busy.
My tent, my comforter, my everything that I own, apart from what I'm wearing right now, went to the park because the sheriff and the ranger said to leave it and take everything off the beach and go. So the lads, I thought, oh, brilliant, I've got what they nicknamed my puppies. Is because it's all guys and it's only me, and I'm the one that's been.
So how many people, Jane, were with you?
Oh, there was about 22 at least, and my stuff went, and they crossed the park, and I said, okay, I'm coming across the road, and I went to go under the railroad tracks, and they know I don't like to go under there because I'm not from this area, and I've been told horrible things about it. And they said, this is where you're going to sleep. I said, okay, I just spent $130 on this Kmart tent. I got it for $80 with my points and with my ex-fiancé in Scotts Valley. I brought it down. The sheriff even has a marking of it. And everything was, boom, gone, robbed. So all I've got that I'm sitting in right now with this cup of tea is all I've got left because everything got taken.
Do you know who took it, Jane?
No. Well, I do and I don't.
Do you think it was people who were outside or traveling profiteers?
I just had the council this morning. Now, if they say they pick up stuff, and I know the guy personally, because I actually went, what are you doing? And he goes, I didn't know it was you. And it was actually that bag and that bag. That's why I've only got those two left. I was using them as pillows. I was in, you know where the kiddie toy boxes on the beach?
Recycle beach toy.
That's what I was sleeping in. I'm only 5'2". I can fit in there, no problem. So I was able to get in there with the two bags I had left.
Now, this was after you left Depot? Or?
Yeah. And then I came back down. I'm not sitting at the bridge when it's...
How long were you at the Depot Park?
How many times a day when you have to go up and look for your stuff?
How many days would you say you were there?
No. They do. Dang. Yeah, they walk you back down and they walk you back up. It's the rangers, the highway police, highway patrol, and then it's the actual cops. And then me being from Scotts Valley, even though I'm Irish, And they're coming back down. They're like, Jane, you're just too much paperwork, and they don't pick me up. And I go, okay, I got to watch the dog. I got to watch this. I got to do this.
Because they pick up everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm left sitting there going, I can't even go to the library. They are all Irish, and God bless them, man. They are great. But you know what I mean? It's getting a bit out of hand with the way this stuff is going. One of the guys even got took up the other night because he was playing his guitar 1 meter. And I went, who's using metric in America? This is a cracker. And he goes, you're 1 meter away from an ATM. So we got a ticket.
Playing guitar without a sign.
Without nothing.
But there was the assumption that if you're...
No, it was right. Just, it was nothing got to do with the guitar. I didn't find out about the guitar till 2 days later. It was actually from the officer himself. He says, Jane, I said, how are you, Patrick? Irony. And I said, what's going on? He goes, you been good? I said, yeah, well, obviously I'm conked out.
So, but let me get back, Jane, to this. How long were you at the Depot Park before you were forced away?
No, I was told to go to the Depot
Park. But after you were there, you've left the Depot Park, right?
Because all my stuff is gone.
Now, so it wasn't the police that told you to leave. It was theft in the area.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
plus
up there
the
is gone. The Rangers are flying around. I got told by the police, you're up to an hour allowed to sit on the bench that we drink on in the morning, where I have a can of beer. And then I go for my breakfast. And then I head on to St. Francis. Then I get my stuff done up at the HPHP. And then I'm in the Scots Valley Library. And then I go to my storage unit. And then I go meet my ex-fiancé and we do stuff at our own.
And we will be following more of this on Sunday. Got to cut this short to get it out on the air. Thanks for listening. If you have reports of what's going on outside, if you have offers, volunteers to help, what's increasingly an emergency crisis situation with police, essentially, and rangers reportedly confiscating lots of property, moving people from one place, essentially, to other places where their property is taken by a different agency. It's not sounding good. Call it 423-4833 if you want to get involved in helping people resist this kind of stuff or at least learn more about it. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Back again 9:30 on Sunday, most likely.